All right, so I'm joined now by Kathy Koster, who is being inducted into the Southwest Kansas Pro-Am Hall of Fame tonight, and Shauna Deal from St. Catherine's Hospital. So, Kathy, for you, what does it mean to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this evening?
It's quite an honor. I've been a volunteer for the Pro-Am for 30-plus years, and it is a passion of mine to support the hospital, the newborn intensive care at the hospital. Part of the reason that I did this was in 1970, our second son was born, and he was a preemie. At that time, we had no facilities at Garden City at St. Catherine's Hospital to take care of him, or there was nothing to, there wasn't a way to fly him to Denver or Wichita. And so every day was touch and go to see what would happen. He was just in, they called it an isolette, I think, back, 47 years ago. And so when the Pro-Am started, it first was not benefiting, if I recall, the hospital. But when we did do this, it became the greater passion, because of what it does. And if you look around and see what the Pro-Am has done for the newborn intensive care unit, it's amazing. Over $1 million has been added to equipment, replacements, and new things for there, as well as a scholarship for nurses. And it's just amazing. You know, our sponsors are where this has all come from, to do this, and we really appreciate them. If you have not been to the newborn intensive care unit, I'm sure there are times that they would schedule a tour for people to come and see what we have available in Garden City, Kansas. It's amazing.
And just tell us a little bit about your background.
I was born at St. Catherine's Hospital. It's not near like what it is today. And raised here. One of our sons was born here. So I've been a Garden City native from the time I was born. We came back to Garden City. I've been just a housewife and a mother. Helped my husband kind of in business, and not employed outside the home or anything like that.
You obviously volunteered for this event for a long time, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, I think, already, but why is this event so special to you to volunteer for?
I guess because of my son, but I did it before that, so it was probably, I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
I think you have a passion for golf.
Well, I did, and that's probably what it was originally when the Pro-Am started.
Yeah.
And it was a fun event. We did it totally different. We were able to have Calcuttas and things like that, but the state doesn't allow anymore. I'm being real honest. And so it was more of a fun event. And then it just progressed into the benefit for the hospital.
I guess what was your reaction when you found out that you were going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
I was totally shocked. Mm-hmm. I was at a meeting a week ago to Wednesday, and I was, as usual, we have 5 or 6 different pieces of paper, and I was studying those, and I knew they were talking about what was on the sheets, but I was looking at them, and then I looked and I saw a lot of my family members coming in at lunch. I thought, well, they're here for our son's wedding plan, or grandson's wedding. And I looked up, and then my best friend came in too, and then pretty soon I heard Beth talk about the ball drop and Hall of Fame, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I missed it all. I guess that's what you get for being out of town when you have meetings.
It's a good thing, though, I guess.
Yes, it is. It's quite an honor.